Ms. McEnany said she had tested negative several times, including every day since Thursday, but health experts said she might have been infectious for days, including when she spoke briefly to reporters without a mask outside the White House on Sunday. Two more members of the press team, Caroline Leavitt and Shad Gilmartin, who is Ms. McEnany's relative, also tested positive, according to two people familiar with the diagnoses. The three joined a growing list of people around the president who have been tested positive, including Melania Trump, the First Lady, Hope Hicks, a senior advisor, Nicholas Luna, the director of Oval Office Operations, Bill Stepien, the president's campaign manager, Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Kellyanne Conway, the president's former counselor, former Governor Christie of New Jersey, the president's debate coach, and at least three White House reporters and two members of the president's staff. The culture of the White House under Mr. Trump is not to talk about the coronavirus tests. When he received his own initial positive result on a rapid test last Thursday, shortly after returning from Bedminster, New Jersey, he wanted to keep it quiet, according to people close to him. Likewise, the two members of the residential staff who tested positive a few weeks ago were advised by colleagues to use discretion in discussing it, people familiar with the conversation said. Vice President Mike Pence, who tested negative on Sunday, was scheduled to travel to Utah ahead of Wednesday night's vice presidential debate. Mr. Pence also plans to attend campaign events in Arizona and Florida this week before stopping in his home state, Indiana, to vote early. His doctor said that Ms. Pence was not quarantining because he has not been close enough to any infected individuals for long enough to qualify as a close contact.